Ever feel like cybersecurity is just a losing battle? Like you lock down your accounts, you install the software, you do everything right, but it's still not enough.
Yeah.
It can feel like that sometimes, right? It's because maybe the weakest link isn't our tech. Maybe it's us.
Could be, yeah. That's where social engineering comes in. Instead of going after computers, they target people.
Sneaky. Well, today we're diving into a cybersecurity training module that breaks down how these attacks work. And honestly, it's got me looking over my shoulder already. So let's just get right into it. What exactly is social engineering?
So imagine this. Someone tricks you into giving them your password by saying they're from IT.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe someone, they get access to a restricted area by just falling behind you when you swipe your badge.
Oh, yeah.
Those are classic social engineering tricks.
So it's all about manipulation, like a digital magician just tricking you to get what they want.
Exactly.
And the really scary part is that this training module that we're looking at, it's designed for employees.
Yeah.
Which means this is happening in the real world all the time.
Oh, it is. It is. And unfortunately, it is so effective.
Wow.
Think about just a phishing attack, for example.
Okay.
You get an email that looks like it's from your bank, and it might even tell you to update all your account information right away.
Because who doesn't love an urgent email from their bank,
right? And in that moment when you're maybe a little bit panicked, you're not even thinking twice about what you're doing, you click the link, you type in your info, and boom, you've been socially engineered.
Wow, so it plays on our emotions then.
Exactly. Our trust in authority figures, our desire to be helpful, even just how busy our lives are. Social engineers, they use it all against us. And actually, like this training module says, one common attack is business email compromise, BEC.
Okay. BEC, that sounds ominous. What is that one all about?
So BEC, it's basically when someone's pretending to be someone you trust at work. Like they send you an email, right?
Okay.
And it looks like it's from your boss.
Uh-huh.
And they're asking you to wire some money or to give them some private information.
And because we want to please our bosses, we might not even think twice.
Exactly. We're like programmed to do what our bosses say, you know, right away. And this training module, it even mentions this other thing, pretexting.
Pretexting, so like making up a fake reason.
Exactly. Like let's say you get a call and the person says that they're from IT and that they need to reset your password.
Okay.
And they sound all official and use all the right jargon, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'd probably believe them.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know that much about tech.
Exactly.
Mm.
And just like that, they've tricked you into giving up your information.
Mm.
And it's not always about technology either. Sometimes it's even simpler.
Oh, really?
Remember tailgating.
Oh, right. Like when you hold the door open for someone and they sneak in behind you.
Exactly. It seems harmless, right?
Yeah.
Just being polite, but in a place where security is really important, that could be all it takes.
To get in where you're not supposed to be.
Exactly.
Wow. So it's clear that social engineering is all about using our instincts against us. And this training module seems to get into the psychology behind all of it.
It does.
So what are some of the ways they manipulate us?
Well, we've already talked about a few of them, like trust and authority. But another big one is using urgency.
Oh, yeah. That feeling that you have to act right this second.
Exactly. Social engineers, they love deadlines.
Right.
They know if they pressure you even a little, it can shut down that voice in your head that's telling you something's wrong.
Yeah.
They'll make you panic. Your account's been hacked. This transfer has to happen now. And you can't even think straight.
It's like throwing a wrench in your brain. You're just trying to catch up.
Yes, exactly. And then there's curiosity and reciprocity. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Sadly, that's true.
And they know that. They'll tempt you with something good, like a free gift card.
Oh, a gift card. Okay.
Or a chance to help someone out because we're programmed to want those things.
Right.
And to want to be helpful.
Yeah. So you think you're getting a great deal or helping someone out and bam, you've been tricked. Okay. So we know what they're up to, but how do we actually stop them? This training can't just tell us all about this and then leave us hanging right then.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It actually gives us three defenses.
Okay.
Verify, stay vigilant, and report.
Okay.
Your cybersecurity toolkit.
I like it. Short, sweet, memorable. Okay, so verify. I feel like that's just good life advice in general, but how does it apply here?
It really is. So when it comes to this stuff, verifying just means don't believe everything you see. So let's say you get an email and it's asking for your password. Wrong. Don't click that link.
Yeah.
Go to the actual website or call them yourself. You know, use their real number.
So you're going straight to the source, not just taking their word for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't let something that looks official or urgent, you
Yeah.
know, rush you into making a mistake.
Right.
Okay, next up, stay vigilant. What do you think of when you hear that?
Being aware of your surroundings, I guess, like not walking around with blinders on.
Exactly. And in the digital world, that means being careful about what you're clicking on, what you're downloading, all of that. Look for anything that's even a little bit suspicious.
Like if it seems too good to be true,
Probably is.
it probably is, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and then the last one, report. This is huge.
Okay, so let's say you see something fishy, an email, a phone call, whatever.
Yeah.
What then?
Report it.
Yeah.
Don't even hesitate. Don't overthink it. Tell your IT department right away. Tell security.
Even if it seems really small or you're not even sure.
Yes, especially then.
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry
That's true.
because you're not just protecting yourself, you're protecting your whole company.
That's a really good point. So it sounds like social engineering, it's out there, it's tricky, but if we're careful and we use these tips, we can stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowledge is power, right? So the more we know about these attacks, the better we can protect ourselves.
So next time you get that email that seems a little too good to be true, remember what you've learned,
Yeah.
verify, stay vigilant, report. Until next time, stay safe out there.